Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
I'm good. I tried to do this off the top of my head last week, but I want to do it officially. Okay. And I don't even think we need to even use the real song anymore after this. All right.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let me just ask you the question real quick so we can make it official.
Sure.
Hey, Thomas. Did you watch Survivor Triple H last night?
It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control and if you can take it. All about your debt and if you can pay it. It's all about pain and who's gonna make it. I am the game. You don't want to play me. I am control. No way you can change me. I am heavy debt. No way you can pay me. I am the pain, and I know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder, ready to run, like a good little bitch from a smoking gun. I am the game, and I make the rules, so move on out here and die like a fool. Try to figure out what my move's gonna be. Come on over, sucker, why don't you ask me? Don't you forget that the price you can pay, because I am the game, and I want to play.
This week's
episode is called... It's time to play the game! All right, I'm officially done.
This week's episode was called, I'm a Wild Banshee.
There's a lot
banshee.
More lyrics to that song than you thought, huh?
So many, yeah. I thought we were just going to do like the first 15
whole
seconds
thing,
or so.
Baby.
But no, yeah. That was all of it?
He laughs after saying time to play the game at the end, and I didn't say the part at the beginning where he says time to play the game.
It's time to play the game. This week's episode was called I'm a Wild Banshee. How do you feel about that episode title?
I don't like having like a full sentence as...
Me neither.
Like, you could call it like Wild Banshee or something like
that.
That
would be fine.
Yeah.
Or like last week's, you could have been like crazy / confident.
Crazy taxi.
You could have been like crazy taxi. I don't give a damn.
The title of this episode is, all right, are you ready to make some crazy money? Here we go.
It's the same reason I don't like on menus when a food item is a full sentence. It's like, I'm not going to. Say it.
Place of business, it's like, this sandwich is good, you should eat it. It's like, I understand that it tells people that the sandwich is good, but it just is a little...
Just call it good sandwich.
You need a punchier title than that.
Yeah. Your sandwich needs a punchier title.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that, nor of the person who said it, which was Patrick, I believe.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Somebody I would meet at a party and everybody would be like, hey, this guy is like so cool and fun and funny. And it's like, no, you just like yell a lot and have a lot of energy.
I'm like kind of crazy, you know? I'm like a real...
I'm a wild banshee.
Real life of the party kind of guy. I just love to have fun.
I just love having fun.
Where their personality
and, like,
is
shots.
Just Michael Scott.
Yeah. And they're like very good at beer pong and they think that's a personality trait.
Yeah.
It's like, no. So first things first in this episode, Chrissy says that she is happy that Tribal was heated because it gives her more room to work. You know, mom's always working, clean this house and then got to start all over again. That's what mom's
always
saying.
Well, that was her whole like pitch about herself, right? Was that she's like a hard worker, working her way to the top as a woman in a corporate man's world.
Yep. She says she plans to use her now useless idol as a decoy idol, which
you
we
called that.
Talked about
yeah,
last
that,
week.
That,
yeah.
was, that was a good call there.
That's a good plan on her part.
Yeah, that, I was going to say that's also, yeah, it's smart on her part to do that. Because it is an idol, it can be convincing.
And it is, like a lot of times when people give away fake idols like that, it's very obvious that it's a fake idol or like something they created. But no, the producers
This is one that the producers actually made. So
this is a Survivor sanctioned idol that has no power.
Yeah, that just doesn't work anymore. But
and I'm sure they thought about that when they were creating.
Oh yeah,
this rule.
That's absolutely true.
Alan believes that his plan to raise suspicion of JP and Ashley worked. He says sometimes suspicion gets you the result you want.
No. I like Alan being like, my plan worked perfectly, and then it cuts to everyone else on the tribe. Like, we can't work.
Like, that plan was bad.
We can't work with this guy. Like, I can't trust him.
Ben says the core, he says about his alliance, his old alliance, the core four is like old paint. There's cracks everywhere. Say, pretty good metaphor.
I am a little bummed that the nickname the core four is out, because I do like it. And too, also that the mom squad no longer exists.
That was also good.
It was
two
a team
of the best
full of
alliance
good nicknames,
names.
And they're both gone now. So
yeah. Maybe they'll come back together post merge.
Core four,
I seriously doubt.
Core four reuniting like the Shield. Everyone's gonna be really excited.
Or like three of them will reunite, and then the fourth one will be like trying to win the championship, and it's like nobody likes them. Classic WWE.
Sorry, just real quick
storyline.
Just real quick. Nothing but respect for my Chad president.
But you know that's not going in the episode.
I think Trump is kind of our first Chad president.
He's absolutely our first Chad president. If you were running, be like, my name's Chad, and he was the exact same
way. I actually
way.
Think Reagan might have been our first Chad president.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Chad. Well, I guess Reagan came before Clinton. Oh, man, turns out a lot of our presidents could have been named Chad.
Yeah, why don't we have any good incels that are nice guys as our presidents?
Our first Chad president was really George Washington, I think. Yeah.
Who do you think, if we have had an incel president, who do you think it was?
An incel president?
Are you unfamiliar with this concept?
No, I've never heard that term.
Oh, before. My God. Well, good. You haven't gone to the most depressing Reddit subreddit in existence.
The only subreddits I go to are for Survivor and the Challenge,
incel,
and that is true.
Yeah, well, and that's probably the right way to go. Reddits, for the most part, are bad.
You been to that Rick and Morty Reddit,
oh,
though?
Oh, God, that's not toxic. But yeah, okay, so let me explain what incel is.
Okay, please.
So
yes,
you're familiar with
me.
The concept of nice guys, you know? Like this debunked thing,
yeah,
where usually...
They never win.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's usually the people that declare themselves to be nice guys are just people that aren't being dated because...
Because of their fedora.
Well,
and their,
yeah,
the Szechuan sauce all over their face.
Not even necessarily that, but okay, so incel is basically a branch off of this concept. It stands for involuntarily celibate.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's called being a virgin.
Yeah, where it's like people that have made their entire personality trait that they can't get fucked. And that apparently all they're doing with their lives
unlike
is
young
attempting
Sheldon.
To fuck someone, which usually is a good way to not actually fuck anyone.
Yeah.
Also, the good concept that came from this is Volcel, which I enjoy because I like yeah. I like declaring fictional characters to be Volcel. My favorite thing being that Batman is Volcel because he doesn't want females stealing his essence. But by the way, Volcel is a real thing, and that's a thing from it. Is like women are trying to steal your essence. You need to use that for other things.
Yeah, I've actually heard that.
Yeah,
it's like in
itself is also bad, but still. Cool. Anyway, one of the big targets for Volcels, or not for Volcels, for incels, is Chads. And Chads are like the guys that all the girls that won't date nice guys are fucking and being mistreated by.
Yeah, because...
Because women like, are all...
They're confident.
Because women are... Oh, yeah, well, because women are all shallow and they won't fuck the incels.
Well, you know, maybe if you called yourself a Volcel, they would be, like, more interested.
Yeah, because it's like, then it's like reverse psychology. It's like,
yeah,
now they want you because they can't have you.
Right, right. That's some incel intel.
Good one. Who on this show do you think is incel and who is Volcel? We already know, we already know who's incel. It's Ryan.
Incel for sure, Ryan.
He is. He has come out and said it, so...
Yeah, he's like, nobody wants to fuck me. Who wants to be in an alliance? Turns out everyone, weirdly. Incel, I'm trying to think about who else is on this show. Valcel... Nah, Devin probably fucks. Devin probably fucks a lot and real good. I could see Chrissy being Valcel.
Yeah.
I think Alan is secretly incel.
Oh, I don't know about that. He's Alan fits the Chad archetype. Not that I'm using this as an insult for him, but is football player.
He is a former football player. He had to quit because no one would fuck him anymore.
Who's the urologist? What's the urologist's name again?
Mike.
Mike is Volcel.
Mike is
Volcel.
Yes, yes. Mike is a cuck.
Yep.
Ethan.
He is a cock. He's Volatile. All of his kids are adopted.
Yeah. All of his kids are not adopted. They're his stepchildren, technically, because they're actually
Ethan Zahn's kids. He is repulsed by the concept of sex, but is turned on by someone else fucking his wife.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that makes sense.
Look, whatever works for you, man.
Yeah. We're not here to kink shame, unless you're incel, in which case,
we
absolutely
are kink. Well, if being incel is a kink for you, like, that's better than, like, being resentful about it.
Yeah, I suppose, resentment isn't really a kink, is it?
If it is, I'm not attempting to kink shame people with resentment fetishes. No, that'd be a bad fetish, though. We wouldn't want that.
Yeah. Who else is on the show? Allie, probably Valsell. I could see her getting off on that. I'm being like, I'm not gonna fuck anybody, and everybody's like, I really want to fuck you though.
Women going their own way. That's another thing. A lot of also people, there's a sub community of them called Men Going Their Own Way.
They're just really big Fleetwood Mac fans.
Yeah. That's the other part of it, is they won't fuck anyone because they can't fuck like 70s Stevie Nicks.
That's fair. That's a completely valid reason to not fuck somebody. So Ashley convinces Ben and Chrissy that she does not have an idol, and she doesn't even have to get naked to do so. Good for her.
Sure.
Over on the Hustlers tribe, Devin and Ryan, what's the opposite of an incel? Somebody who does fuck? Sheldon.
So he's a Chad.
The Chad and the incel Ryan, they bond more.
Proves that Chads friends. And incels can live together, okay?
They can be friends.
This disproves the notion that they cannot coexist.
You know, all people are always like, humans and dinosaurs, they never live at the same time. Well, look at Devin and Ryan. They're living at the same time, and they're complete opposites, just like humans and
dinosaurs.
It's
like when you see a picture of a dog and cat hanging out. It's like, this is good. I like this.
Or like when a dog and cat are the same thing, and they're called cat dog.
Yes.
Just wait till sweeps.
Cat dog disproves the notion that a cat and a dog fused together could not coexist.
Yeah.
Or live, or, you know, exist at all, or be alive, and not immediately dead because you tried to do it in your garage because the show told you that it was, you could do it, and then maybe you murdered a couple animals.
Well, here's the thing about cartoons. They are always correct, and you should do everything that you see on a cartoon.
Yep.
If it is fusing a cat and dog together, or buying some McDonald's sauce that's 20 years old, either way.
You can drop a piano on someone and it won't kill them, but their teeth will be piano keys and then they'll fall out.
But that's like so funny.
Yeah.
It's a really funny look.
Good humor, baby.
Yeah. Good humor.
Delicious ice cream.
Ice cream. Yeah. So Ryan, the confirmed incel, calls Simone weird. Ryan, who spent the entire first episode talking about how unappealing he is, talks about how Simone is weird. And then Simone takes an aqua dump, which is like a thing now on the show every season.
I'm into it.
Me too. It's kind of fun. I'm surprised it took so long for it to become like a regular thing on the show, but I think it's fun.
Do you think that it took people a while to realize that that is the optimal way to take a shit when you're on an island? People were just shitting on land and
having
dirty asses that they were wiping with leaves or whatever.
Yeah, I assume before...
What if Jeff gave people as a reward, he was like, not even toilet paper, but he was like, old issues of Reader's Digest that you can read or do other things with. Wink.
Or like, jerk it to some good Reader's poetry.
I've hidden a clue to a hidden stash of old Playboys.
There are no idols this season. Only old Playboys. Survivor Old Playboys would be a really good season. But it's like nobody who's ever posed for Playboy. It's just like the normal cast of characters. But then they're all just clues to hidden Playboys all over
there.
Sure,
yeah.
That's a great idea for a season. Jeff, call us.
Jeff.
Email us.
Please call us, Jeff.
If you want.
Please email us. We keep asking.
We keep asking and you never have.
It's not so hard.
Dear
Jeff, I wrote you, but you still ain't emailing.
We've recorded 100 and some podcasts and nothing from Jeff Probst yet.
Just imagining now, God damn it, I want a Jeff Probst version of Stan. Just the end letter that he actually writes to Stan, where he's like, I heard something crazy about a fan who killed his girlfriend in a trunk. Oh, wait, that was you. Just to be like, and what about that stuff about you wanting us to be together? That kind of thing just makes me not want us to meet each other.
So Simone says that she's been playing Survivor her whole life because she has like 11 siblings or something, which I understood to be like, I have to compete socially, but also you don't vote your siblings out generally.
No.
Allie then considers aligning with Simone because she thinks that she would be loyal. But here's the thing about Simone. She's real smart. She'll turn on you in the second, Allie. Don't trust her. Can't trust Simone. Like the song?
Like all these women. Yeah, don't trust Simone. Never trust Simone.
I'm really upset that I referenced that. On the Healers Tribe, Jess and Cole go out fishing because they're apparently this year's fig tails.
Yeah.
Also a phrase I am not happy
fig
became
tails.
A thing.
Woo! I don't know why we didn't do that in the previous season. You know, like the DuckTales theme?
Yeah, we did. You made the exact same joke.
I've never made this joke before. Fun fact about
look
me.
For it. I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to cut it in right here.
Sure.
If I remember to do that, I might forget. Joe calls Mike enemy number one, but they're still friends. Joe, incel or voncel, Chad?
Joe's voncel.
Yeah, I can see that.
Joe just likes to catfish people because he likes to trick people.
I really don't like Joe.
I don't either. I really don't like him at all.
This is the second episode, yeah. There are some people who, like, I have a higher opinion of than I did when I first watched their videos. And some people I have a less quality opinion of since watching their videos. And then there's Joe, who I called exactly. He is the exact person I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
And I am uninterested in him.
It's a shame, because, like, he is a pretty good player. Like, you can tell that he's a pretty good player. But things are going well for him thus far. It seems like he's friendly with everybody in his tribe. He has somebody that he's already allied with, who's probably going to be a pretty strong player, and he has an idol. Like, I don't think you can argue that things are not going well for him right now.
They're going well for him now, but I don't think his style of play is sustainable.
I think he can make it to the merge.
He could make it to the merge, possibly, but not far past that.
No, probably not, but I mean,
I don't see him going past
the third vote of merge.
It's something
to be said for you as a player if you can make it to the merge without, you know, just not doing anything.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, he goes and looks for an idol and ends up finding a clue, which is a painted on a tree. It's a yellow square with an arrow pointing to 5 feet away. So I guess they just tell people where the idols are now.
Yeah.
After Russell Hantz played in seasons 19 and 20, they were like, oh no, we got to make the idol clues harder so it's harder for people to find them. But that was also 2,000 years ago. Yeah. And I think after the Advantage Geddon that took out Suri and Game Changers, they were like, oh, it's real fun if a lot of people have an advantage.
It's true.
Which, yeah, they're not wrong about that. Joe believes that the square in the clue is the raft, which Cole has been on all day. So he tells Cole, and Cole is like, no, that's the well, you idiot. And then they go looking for the idol together, and Joe ends up finding it. So good for
him. Also, like, poor Cole, like, one, to help him find this and then not immediately be like, he should have been, when he was looking at that, before he said what it was, he should have been like, one, either not said anything or gotten the idol for himself, or two, been like, I will tell you where I think this is if we agree that this idol is something to be shared between the both of us, and it will only be played if one of us is in trouble.
There was somebody commented on one of his Instagram posts, like why did you just blurt that out? You could have kept that secret.
I think he wasn't thinking about it. I think it...
He responded to them as like, I was just so excited to find the clue that I just let it out without even thinking.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it seemed like.
I can totally understand
that. And I understand that. It's like you were, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, no, I know what it is. And then you don't think like, oh, yeah, well, he's just going to take this now.
Yeah. But I don't know if you saw the preview for next week, but Cole lets it slip that Joe's got the idol.
I mean,
now,
good.
So,
yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
If you don't have the idol and there's no indication that it's going to help you at all, like, yeah, let everybody know he has the idol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chrissy, over on the Heroes Tribe, Chrissy talks to each person individually and then decides to align with Ben. I meant to pick Chrissy at the beginning of the season, not Katrina. I said the wrong name, so I think
no.
I should
that's,
get those
that's
points
on you,
back.
Man.
She's just like so much better than the person who was voted out first.
Well, you should have picked her then.
I totally meant to.
No,
for
you didn't.
Sure. Yeah, I did though. Over on the Hustlers Tribe, Patrick is incredibly annoying, as we mentioned earlier, and is getting on everybody's nerves, especially Lauren. And Lauren wants to align with Allie. Also, everyone wants to align with Allie. I think Allie has an alliance with everybody on the tribe at this
point. Yeah, man, she's really good. Who would have picked her, you know?
You know what?
I think someone would have to be really smart to see that she was going to be a good player.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe I underestimated her. Maybe I overestimated somebody else on this tribe. But the fact...
Who did you pick again?
I picked Simone from this tribe because she had a really good video. Her bio video was really good.
I like Simone. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I do like... I like Simone and...
Yeah, but she's, like, so weird.
Yeah, it was sad to see her get eliminated.
Do you think she's an incel or a valcel or a Chad?
I think that Simone is a definite Chad.
I would say so, yeah. Then we get to the immunity / reward challenge. Already, they're doing them one and one. They're one and the same, which happened early this season.
To your credit, I was just dragging you. You did call what the reward was going to be.
Yeah, I did. I did indeed do that. So Ryan notices that Chrissy is still in the game, but she does not know that he was the one who gave her the idol, or if she even played it at Tribal. What I really want to happen is she keeps this idol until the merge and then tries to gain Ryan's trust with it, and it completely backfires, and he's like, no, that's not going to work. That's the idol I gave you. But he keeps that to himself and turns on her.
Sure.
That'd be a fun little... Chekhov's idol, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know that thing from the play? Chekhov and his
gun. Yeah, if you put an idol in the first scene, someone obviously needs to play the idol in the first act is what I meant.
Mm-hmm. So they have to grab a bunch of puzzle pieces from underwater and then place them on a rotating pole. The pieces are arrows labeled with locations of previous seasons that the show has been to, which felt like they were just teasing us. Like, remember when the show used to travel?
Yeah.
Not anymore. Sorry. I hope you like Fiji.
It'd be like if they just cut to a jet ski being there for no reason and it was empty, and then later Jeff Probst did not leave on that jet ski.
Yeah. He just, like, walks past it.
He, like, starts to walk towards it and then looks at the camera and, like, shakes his finger and then doesn't. And then.
Not in my house. Not in my season.
Then everyone gets extremely mad. Rightfully so.
Cancel the show immediately.
Fire Why Jeff Probst. The only situation in which I would be like, other than obviously, like, you know, if it turned out that he was like a sex pred or something, like, mm-hmm. like that's the only game based situation in which I would be like, fire Jeff Probst is if he pretended
Teased
like he
us
was
with a jet ski.
Yeah, if he pretended like he was going for the jet ski and then didn't go for the jet ski.
Yeah. What if he like walked past the jet ski and like kicked it on his way past it?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck this. We're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, I walked by and was like, I hate jet skis.
Yeah. They're called wave runners, technically. Jet ski is a brand.
See do? More like see don't. And then he hit it with a baseball bat. Jeff takes out a detonator button and blows it up and is like, never again.
He pours a bunch of gasoline on it and then like opens the urn and pours all of the votes on top of the jet ski and lights a match and walks away.
See, if he did that but was also like, don't everybody like the smell of gasoline? Well, burn, motherfucker, burn, American dream. Yeah. I'd be like, well, at least he was quoting Outkast while he did this horrible thing.
What a weird way for the show to go off.
This is not where I have to hand it to him. This finale is not a direction I expected the show to go, and they're keeping me interested.
They gave me no hint. Bring back the jet ski.
As always, with Survivor, expect the unexpected. Like me, burning this jet ski while also quoting Outkast.
They could still bring back the jet ski. I know the season's already been filmed, but they could still bring it back. They're probably in Fiji again to film the next season.
Come on, guys, bring back the jet ski.
Or just a beach. They could be on any beach. Put a jet ski on the beach or on a dock or whatever.
We don't ask for very much, except for we ask for a lot. But please bring the jet ski.
We ask for a lot. Number one priority is Jeff Probst getting on a jet ski. You could call it a Jeff ski.
Jeff ski. If that'll make Jeff want to do it more, then please call it a Jeff ski.
Please call this machine a Jeff ski.
Call it a Jeff ski.
Where were we? Oh, the winners get fishing.
Guys, where were we?
What if Dominic... Okay, so Jeff Probst
ever talked about the concept of a season of Survivor where it's all people that were on Lost?
I think we have.
Okay, well, I'm bringing it up again. This is another thing that I'm asking for.
Yeah, we could do that on one of the bye weeks. We could do the Survivor, the game, the online
game,
and just cast people.
Yeah,
who
we
got to
do. We
got to
do that. We absolutely have to do that.
Yeah, we totally will.
We totally will.
The winners of the challenge get fishing gear and immunity. The healers win and the heroes win. And then Devin tells us that he wants to take out Simone. Which, like, Devin, you know, love you, buddy, but could you not do that? Because I would really appreciate if Simone stayed in until the merge, probably would be good.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah. Vote out Lauren instead. Or Patrick. Patrick, I forgot Patrick was on this tribe because I hate him so much. I just choose not to think about him.
Didn't want to think about him, yeah.
Yeah. Simone says that she wants to shape the narrative against Patrick, and she does that. She just talks about how everybody hates Patrick to everybody, and everybody's like, that's a good point,
actually.
We do
hate Patrick, is the thing.
Well, comparing the two potential votes, Patrick or Simone, Lauren says, Simone listens, which I liked. Patrick is the worst. Patrick believes that Simone is out and that he and Allie are still tight. Do you think that the two of them made a conscious effort to not reveal that they knew each other before the show?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because that would be like immediately ousted.
Yep.
If anybody knew.
That. It's like it gives you a built-in person, but you can't let people know that because then immediately they're going to want to vote you out.
Yeah. Ryan calls Patrick a newborn baby, which I think was a good burn. I think Patrick is an incel.
Oh, man. He's too annoying to fuck. He wants to be a Chad.
He desperately wants to be a Chad, when really Devin is the Chad of this tribe. But he's an incel. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Fuck that guy. He's one of my least favorite people who's been ever on the show.
Don't fuck him.
Don't fuck him. Just, like, dislike him is what I meant. Ryan is scared of Simone because she is smart. Good thinking, young Sheldon.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I understand. It's always a shame when it's like, it is a good play. She's probably a good player. Because I don't want to see good players get voted out. But
right. But if she was such a good player, she wouldn't be voted out. Just like Patrick, apparently. Before we reveal that Simone was voted out, I want to talk about some wildlife shots.
Sure.
Alright, so there was a snake, there was a spider, there was a fish, there was another fish, there was a hermit crab, some birds, as you might expect, crab. There were two snakes slithering up a tree together. They were like intertwined, slithering
up a
tree.
I like that.
Which was very cool. And then one of the fish we saw was a lined bristletooth.
Sure.
They are part of the fish family known as surgeons.
I like that too.
Yeah. It like all surgeon fish, it has two removable spines that it can use to defend itself or threaten competitors.
As we all know.
Yeah. Everybody knows that about surgeon fish and that there is a thing called
surgeon fish. As you know, surgeon fish, they've got removable spines.
Two of them. It is often the most abundant species wherever it lives. They use their teeth to sift through sand and rocks while basically sucking in their food. Like a vacuum. I thought that was pretty cool. That's all the information I got on scuttlebutts. Now, what are they called? Line bristletooth fish. It's an interesting fish. That's all. Let's get into the tribal council now.
Sure.
Okay. Tribal council. Lauren says that their biggest strength as a tribe is their communication. I am liking Lauren a lot more than I expected to.
Yeah. Lauren's all right.
Ryan says there's six different agendas up here, but only one plan.
The six genders.
There are only six genders. Who's that guy who sucks a lot?
Charlie Kirk with his weird overinflated balloon head. That's my favorite thing about that, is the memes that they have are just pictures of him. And he has the worst face to put on anything. Like, you never want to agree with anything.
He looks like a tall baby.
He does look like a tall baby. That's a good, yeah.
He looks like a tall baby who is wearing clothes that are too big for him.
It's like a tall baby that you put, like it accidentally got its mouth stuck on a vacuum cleaner. Like, it's just weird. Like, one of my favorite owns of him on that was, like, he had one that was just like, there are only two genders, like, and all this shit like that. And then someone, I think it was Bro Pear quote tweeted that anyway, do you folks want to start with some appetizers? Because he's always wearing like a white Oxford shirt, like just a very nondescript outfit. Yeah,
and he looks like a waiter at an Applebee's.
I want him to never stop doing what he's doing, because he is he's the best face that you could put on libertarianism, because you never want to agree with anything that someone like that looks like he does says. It's like, oh well, I'll do the opposite.
Is he he's an incel? Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%. He is.
So as we were saying, Ryan mentioned there's only six genders, and there's one plan. That's the new slogan of Survivor. Six genders, one plan. Simone says she's voting on trust. Oh, man, I liked Simone so much. And she went and died on us.
This was the first episode that we got, like, a lot of things from Simone. And then the episode where she got voted off. Yeah. They didn't really, like, you didn't see her at all in the first episode, and now it's like, oh yeah, Simone, I liked her video. Yeah. She seems cool.
She literally didn't say a line in the first episode. She didn't say a word in the first episode.
I also thought the point where she was like, oh, I actually studied, she's like, I'm not used to this kind of thing, but I actually studied up on how to clean fish, and I don't like being outside. I was like, winner's edit maybe? And then she got voted off immediately. Yeah. Like, oh, well, nope.
Patrick says that he feels like he can trust most people here, and Jeff says most, and Patrick very wordly clarifies all
people.
I trust all people, and immediately follows up with, I am nervous, which I think in this game is the opposite of saying you're confident.
Yep.
So then they all vote. Patrick gets Simone's vote, and Simone gets all the other votes. Spoiler alert. I know that you want to do this. I don't want to do this, but
points.
Here's some points.
Points.
We should have a theme song for points. What's a song that has points in the title?
We should do Remember the Name.
Why?
Because he says a lot of numbers.
I mean, I follow that logically, yeah.
I think I've made my case quite convincingly.
I'll find something. Have you, speaking of
that,
song
or
titles,
my not joking suggestion is the number song by DJ Shadow.
We used that one already.
Oh,
we
did, didn't we?
But for the episode titles.
Yeah.
Or was it a different number song?
I don't know.
It was a De La Soul song, wasn't it?
That, yeah, that was three. I think we used that for something.
Oh, the magic number. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good song also. Okay, DJ Shadow, sure, let's do it. Eventually, one of these artists will sue us and will say, I don't have any money. But we're not to that point yet. Make sure you never share this podcast with anyone, because we're probably breaking some law. Fair use. There, we're fine now.
If you say fair use, you can use anything.
Thomas, you got 9 points total now. Good for you. Real proud of you, buddy, for having so many points.
What did
in
I get points for
game.
This week?
This week, you got points for Alan, Rourke, and Allie surviving. Also, Rourke.
Didn't.
Not a word from
literally
her.
Literally did not even
either.
See Rourke this episode outside of the challenge.
I think there was one. There's one scene with her when Tony. Not Tony. What's his name? Joe. Joni.
Joni. You beat me to it.
Joni was like, oh, I think we're on the wrong tribe. We should be on the beauty. This is more like the beauty tribe. Mike and me are on the wrong tribe.
Oh, the whole time that he was like, oh, yeah, like. Mike's fucking ugly. And he's like,
Mike's ugly.
He's
and
like,
I'm also
ugly. And Mike's like, I get that enough from Ethan when he's fucking my wife, okay?
I'm into Ethan fucking my wife. I'm
which I like. Which I like.
Insulting me.
Which is good and I like.
So the three of them survived. Your three people survived. The heroes won immunity and reward. So you've got 9 points. Speaking of heroes, I was going to mention this earlier when we were talking about song titles with lyrics or with words. Yep. Did you see the preview for Justice League?
No.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Does it use Heroes?
It uses the David Bowie song Heroes, but it's some awful cover of it.
Is it the Wallflowers cover of it that they made for the shitty Godzilla movie in the 90s?
It might be. I'm unfamiliar.
It's probably a more modern
version.
Cover of it, because that version's actually not that bad. The Wallflowers is Jacob Dylan, son of Bob Dylan's band.
Yeah.
They did the good song, One Headlight.
That is a good song. That's a song I want to use for a show in the future. If there's any way that we can
car-related thing that we ever do anything with...
The Challenge 31. They're in cars.
They're in cars now. Wacky Racers. The Challenge.
The Challenge Wacky Racers. I love it. And they're all teamed up with professional NASCAR.
The Challenge Cannonball Run, which would actually be an amazing season of The Challenge.
Yeah, I'd love that. I got 7 points this week. Desi survived. The healers won immunity, and the reward was fishing gear. So you know what? Well, I know that a lot of your people are still in it. I'm... still close, okay? So
how many points do you have
up.
Again?
Lucky number 11.
That's not, you know, honestly, I mean, I'm only up by two, so.
Yeah, so, you know, look the fuck out. You're probably going to pick Zeke again when we get to the merge, and he's not even on this season.
The Zekrit, baby. He's going all the way this time.
The Zekrit. I will say, Simone... is going to be my first vote for Second Chances 2.
Yeah, I would like her to be on Second Chances.
She deserves a second chance. She could be the Kelly Wentworth.
She should be on Second Chances also. Second Chances
second
as well.
Chances two. Second Chances T-O-O.
Additionally, Second Chances.
Some more people got a second chance. Yeah. And then they could have Third Chance, Third Time's a Charm, my favorite... title of a potential season, and it could just be like half of the people from Second Chances and half the people from Second Chances also.
That's actually my favorite Shinedown song, is sometimes goodbye is a third chance.
Oh my god. I was talking to my mom recently. The season's just started, so my mom is still caught up, and she was saying she wants to do it. We were talking about how bad the theme is this season, and she was saying that a good idea for a theme for a season, I don't think this is a terrible idea. I'm interested to see what you think of it. A good way to divide the tribes would be by birth order. It's like one tribe of oldest children, one tribe of middle children.
I know.
One tribe
I love
of
this.
Children.
I am so in on this. That is an amazing idea.
Because you know they would play up the stereotypes a lot. Like, oldest children are like, forceful and bossy, and will six of them interact in a positive way or whatever? It's like, no, of course not.
You could also do, if you really wanted to, you could do four tribes, because you could also do only children. Imagine a tribe of only children. It would be horrible.
They would not do well. Only children are bad at interacting with other people, generally. Only children like to be on their own. Shout out to our good friend Dick Arms. I am surprised that they have not done that yet, and I'm sure they will soon. Maybe they'll do it for Survivor Alaska, which is an idea Eric Reichenbach, an old person from this show, has. He wants everybody to use that hashtag, Survivor Alaska. Tweet at Jeff Probst during the episode airing 8, 7 Central on CBS.com or on your television. Say, we want Survivor to premiere in Alaska. Or not premiere. It premiered in the year 2000. We're far past the premiere. We want a season in Alaska. That's probably too long for a tweet, but, you know, pare it down. Say Survivor Alaska. He'll get the idea. You could also use a hashtag of ours, which is TJ on Survivor.
We haven't picked anything for the next week, by the way. You're doing all the wrap-up stuff. We haven't made any predictions.
You're right. You know what? I was looking at predictions, and I have everything we predicted for last week. We're in that, and I was like, oh, we don't need to cover this. We already talked about
it. I know you want to get past this because you're losing, but we actually have to pick.
Okay. Who will win immunity?
I think that the heroes are going to win immunity again.
I think the healers will win. You know what? On the Survivor fan jury group that I'm in, which is terrible, somebody gave the review of each tribe, and for their post about the healers tribe, they were like, the only tribe to not make it to tribal council. An impressive feat. And it's like, no, they're two episodes in. That's not that impressive.
Yeah, this has happened before.
Yeah.
Hasn't there been, there's been a tribe that's gone in the entirety before the merge without. Didn't the beauty tribe one time get, I think.
It's happened a few times.
Yeah, get all the way to the merge without going to tribal.
And I know there's a season when one of the tribes goes to every single tribal. There was one person who on that season, I think it was Malcolm's first season, which she went to literally every single tribal council in the show. And I think she ended up winning. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Okay, who do you think is going to win the reward challenge?
I think that it is all still going to be a paired reward challenge, and I think the heroes will win that as well.
Okay, I'll go with the hustlers. Who do you think the reward will be, though?
I think we're at the point where it's going to be food this time.
Mm-mm. It's going to be tools to make a shelter.
You know what? If
nope, you already said it's going to be food. You gotta.
I know. I didn't say what kind of food yet, though, so that doesn't mean that I actually picked anything. I'm going to say tools. I'm going to make tools to make a, or say tools to make a shelter. Because I've said it every other time, and it needs to be it at some point.
What if they just never do it?
It would be really funny if they did never do it.
Who do you think will be voted out?
I think that this is going to be the first time the healers go to a tribal council, and I think that they are going to blindside. Is that guy's name? What, Tony? What the fuck is that guy's name?
Joni. If the healers do go, I hope it is him. I'm really afraid, though, that it's going to be Desi. Because every week it's been somebody I've...
Are you going to hedge and say Desi so that if you're right, you at least get a point?
Immunity. No. That's a good idea, but no. I think the hustlers will end up going, and I am wishful thinking voting on this one, that they'll vote out Patrick.
Okay.
Okay. So where were we? Oh, use the hashtag TJ on Survivor to, I don't know, get TJ Lavin on Survivor. You can follow us. DYWSLN is the show. Twitter. Me, Twitter, Jake Scheidel. Thomas, Twitter.
My Twitter is TomNotTom.
Facebook, like it. We have an email, didwatchlastnight@gmail.com. Email us, sign it, your pal, Jeff Probst. You can shoot us a review on iTunes also. 5 stars for that. To say, what's the... It's been a while since you've given the boilerplate review. Can you give it to us again?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
There we go. 5 stars for that. You can also listen to another podcast I've just recently started doing called...
This podcast, and it's Jake loves it, and he still loves it.
Not
he loved it so much that he is a host now, a co-host.
You stepped
with his best friend.
That's not his name.
Oh, did you start an offshoot podcast just to cover a? Because you love it so much.
I didn't do that.
Jake, if you love a so much, why don't you marry it?
I don't love that show. In fact, it's quite bad, and we quit watching it because it was so bad.
It was very bad.
The show is actually called Popular Vultures. You can listen to it. It's a good time.
It's a very good name for a podcast.
Thank you. I came up with it, and if anybody tells you that they came up with it, they're lying because it was actually...
I also really like... Who did the art for the...
The art was done by a friend of Marissa's, who is one of the co-hosts on the show.
I really enjoy the vulture version of you. I think it is a very accurate vulture portrayal of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's three hosts, and we all look like vultures, and we're wearing Letterman's jackets because we're all so popular.
Because you're all so cool. The three Chads.
The three Chads. That's the sitcom I'm starting.
You see these vultures and you're like, these vultures fuck. Confirmed sex having vultures.
I would call the episode These Vultures Fuck, but I don't think iTunes would allow that.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, well. Oh my God, Thomas, I had a dream that we recorded this episode and you said the wrong word at the end.
It's not going to happen.
I hope not. This is for this season only, until they bring back this terrible theme, in which case we will use it again. Anyway, have a great summer.
Quads, which is something no. Triple H has torn before. Also trips.
So stupid. Why? Here's my question about the feature film Aladdin. Why didn't Aladdin, the main character, just wish for more wishes? Why didn't he just wish for infinite wishes? Seems like a plot hole there.
Hey, Disney, I got a question for you. He's got 3 wishes. Why doesn't he just wish for more wishes?
Yeah, be like, okay, fine, maybe not infinity wishes, but can I have like 4 wishes?
Yeah, he could wait. Yeah. How about 2 more wishes? And you just do that with every single wish.
I was just like, well, you know, I didn't say you couldn't do that.
There's nothing in the rule book that says that you can't wish for more wishes.
Nothing in the rule book says a genie can't be a dog.
Yeah, I wish that you were a dog, genie. Like, you could just ask me to turn into a dog. You don't have to wish for it.
Like, no, I don't think so. You're from that lamp. Like that Christina Aguilera song.
I think my biggest problem with Aladdin, beyond my you know, class concerns with it, is that it purports that metaphysics are real, and I am not having that, baby, because...
Oh, you don't want to see a whole new world? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I want...
He could show you the world, a whole new world.
Here's something. How about we have this franchise rebooted with Bill Maher directing it? or Bill Maher as Aladdin, and every time
Bill
that
Maher would never direct Aladdin. There's brown people.
That,
in it.
I know that. Well, yeah. One, it would be all white people except for the bad guys, who would be brown people.
Yeah.
And then every time that they were trying to attack him, he would turn to the camera and be like, "God's not real," and then smirk. And then he would be like, "Oh, religion, tolerant religion, huh? It's a religion of peace."
So much for the tolerant left.
Yeah, he would be like, "Oh, Islam, religion of peace? Why are these guys all after me?"
Yeah, why are all the brown guys in the movie I made the bad guys?
Bill Maher destroys Islam with Aladdin remake.